Heute ist der Meister Chof sein, Tishri Tovshin Ein Ches, Rabbi Shlomo Meir Soliger.
Morning, everybody. We've just started a few days ago. We started saying Mash Baruch Amorid Hagashem. We started davening for rain. I'd like to discuss the why and when we start saying Mash Baruch Amasein Talamata. And specifically, I'd like to discuss what the halacha is of the people who live in the southern part of the globe, e.g. Australia, South Africa, Brazil, these places where for them the summer starts, their summer starts now after Sukkot till Pesach, and from Pesach till Sukkot, that's their winter time. How do they know, like I'm mentioning Mashav Baruch HaMasein Talamata, since for them the whole seasons are the opposite way, the seasons are by us. So we'll start from the beginning. The Gemara in Tanis, Taf Beis Amud Beis, yeah, the Gemara in Tanis Taf Beis Amud Beis says that when we take the Dalad Minin, the Gemara says, Arba Minim Halalu, these Dalad Minin that we take on Sukkot, Enam Ba En Ela Laratzos Alamayim, they come to appease the Kadosh Baruch Hu for the water. Or Kashem Sha Arba Minim Halalu, Yefshe Lehem Beloy Mayim, like these four Minim can't manage without water, Kach Yefshe Lehem Beloy Mayim, the world can't manage without water. So it's clear in the Gemara that the reason why we take Dalad Minim on Sukkot is to appease HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the water. We're really starting for the first day of Sukkot, we're already starting to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the water. So if so, L'chaira, we should be starting Mashav Baruch on the first day of Sukkot as well. Also in the Beis HaMikdash we find there was Nisach HaMayim from the beginning of Sukkot. In the Beis HaMikdash it pulled on the Mizbech, Nisach HaMayim, they pulled water every day. If you most showed in the Simchas Beis HaSheva was all for the Simcha of the Nisach HaMayim. The Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah also says, "Uvachak nidoyin alamayim," which means that on Sukkot, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is from the beginning of Sukkot, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is damn the whole world about the water that we're going to get. So we see really all the inyanim of water start from the first day of Sukkot. Number one, from the Dalad Minim, the tachlis of the Dalad Minim is to appease HaKadosh Baruch Hu for water because they need water. Number two, the Nisach HaMayim in the Beis HaMikdash, and number three, the Mishnah says, "Uvachak nidoyin alamayim." At the point we see that from the beginning of Sukkot starts the inyan of asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for water. So if so, why don't we start Mashav Baruch from the first day of Sukkot? So Be'etzim in the Mishnah, Rebbe Lezer, the first Shitta, hold that we start saying Mashav Baruch from the first day of Sukkot. Like we find in Dalad Minim and all these things, we see that we're really starting to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu water from the first day of Sukkot. But Rebbe Yeshua argues, and he says, Hoyel ve'enak shamim ela siman klala b'chag. Since, like we know, if it rains on Sukkot, it's a siman klala, because we can't sit in the Sukkot if it's raining. It disturbs our sitting in the Sukkot, so it's a siman klala on Sukkot. But mainly Rebbe Yeshua says that we push it off to Sminyat Seres when Sukkot is finished. So Rebbe Lezer answers back. Rebbe Yeshua said to him, it's a siman klala, so why should we start davening for Mashav Baruch from the beginning of Sukkot? So Rebbe Lezer answers back. I said that we should just mention Mashav Baruch. So mention Mashav Baruch from the beginning of Sukkot, that's not a klala. If we would be asking for rain, we would be saying the same talamata, that's a bakasha, we would be asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for rain, that would be a problem, that would be a siman klala. We don't want rain now because it's we want to say in the Sukkot, to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu specifically for rain, that would be a siman klala. If I'm just saying to mention Mashav Baruch Hu, I'm just being Meshabeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the fact that He gives us rain, that's not a serious of the siman klala. It's not a problem to mention the shvach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu of rain from the beginning of Sukkot, even though we don't really want it to rain yet. We want it to start raining after Sukkot. But it's not a problem of siman klala to just mention Mashav Baruch from the beginning of Sukkot. So that's the machalek we have in the Mishnah of Berech and Yeshua. I mean, everybody agrees we start from the beginning of Sukkot, we really start asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the rain, and that's why we shake the Dalad Minim and we've got Nisach HaMayim, like we said. But we have a machalek of Berech and Yeshua whether to mention the shvach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and rain, to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to be mshabeach him on the fact that he gives us rain, is that already a problem of siman klala b'chag? Or no, if you're just mentioning the shvach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's not a siman klala, only to specifically ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu rain, that will be a siman klala. So we have a machalek of Berech and Yeshua. We paskan, like Rabbi Yeshua, that we only start Shmini Atzeres because Shomim is Siman Klala B'chag. We don't even want to mention Mashav Baruch in Sukkot, and maybe we only start from Shmini Atzeres mentioning Mashav Baruch, like the Shit of Rabbi Yeshua. So why, if so, if we pass on Rabbi Yeshua, so why don't we start from Mariv and already from Mariv Shmini Atzeres? So on that, the Yerushalmi says that since in Mariv, in the olden days, the Batei Midrashim were outside in the field, they were far out, not everybody came to Mariv, so we didn't want Agudas, Agudas. We didn't want some people who were starting to be saying Mashav Baruch, some people wouldn't. So we said, we don't want to start with Mariv, not everyone was there by the Tfilas Mariv. So why don't we start Shacharis saying Ma'aseh Baruch? So the Gemara says, since the Shamash has to call out Ma'aseh Baruch Merid Hashem, he has to make a hachrozah that we're starting to say Ma'aseh Baruch Merid Hashem, and in Shacharis we can't be mafsik ben gola l'tfilah, between gola l'tfilah and Ma'aseh we can't be mafsik. The way that we couldn't start it from Shacharis either, Yerushalmi says also not everyone was there for Shacharis either, it seems in the olden days. Akabonim, but most of everyone was there, there's no problem of Hashem gola l'tfilah, that's why we start with Yerushalmi Shua, Ma'aseh Baruch Merid Hashem, and Shmini Atzeres, by Musaf. So this is all about mentioning Ma'aseh Baruch Merid Hashem. That's where our Shitta comes from. That's how we pass. Can we start from Shmini Atzeres by Musaf? That's when we start doing Haskarah to Ma'aseh Baruch Merid Hashem. Question only is that even if Rishua agrees that we're shaking the lulav and we're doing Mr. Chaman from the first day of Sukkot, so how does that work with the Rishua? If the Rishua holds the Siman Klara to mention Ma'aseh Baruch Merid Hashem from the first day of Sukkot, why is he yes hold we can shake the lulav, which is also the Ratzis, it's also to appease HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the water. We're also, Nisr Chamayim is also to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the water. Why that we can do? Seemingly the chiluk is that these things are only beremez as mentioning HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the water. To be mazkir, to mention specifically with your mouth, to say Ma'aseh Baruch Merid Hashem, to be Mashabech HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the rain, that we don't want to do in Sukkot, that's a Siman Klara. To shake the lulav on Nisr Chamayim, those are polos, the mitzvahs that we're doing, we're pouring the water or shaking the lulav, it's not so clear bringing out the rain of the water, it's a stage earlier, it's less clear. So Kanera, even the Rishua holds a small amount of Haskarah we can do, by doing polos, shaking the lulav on Nisr Chamayim, even if Rishua holds we can do from the first of Sukkot, to mention it, Lehedya in the Shmoneh Esrei, we don't want to, that we start in Shmoneh Atzeres. Now, even a later stage is when we start asking for rain. That's the same Taramata, that's at an even later date. The question is why that we pushed off even further. So there's two times for that. In Eretz Yisrael we start on Zayin Cheshvan, and in Chutz La'aretz we start on Samach Letkuva, which is the beginning of December. So that is a Mishnah later in Daf Yud Amud Aleph. The Mishnah says, Tanakama holds we start Gimel Nachesh when we don't pass any of that. And Gamliel Oyma Beshiva Boy. When do we start asking the same Talmud? Until now we were talking about Ma'aseh Baruch Merid Hashem. Now we're discussing about asking for rain when we ask a clear bakasha of the same Talmud. So Rabbi Gamliel said Beshiva Boy on the 7th of Cheshvan we start asking the same Talmud. Tetzvav Yoyim Achachak, 15 days after Sukkot, Kedei Sheyagia Achron Shev Yisrael Nahaparos. In order that the last person of Klal Yisrael should be able to arrive to Nahaparos by the time it starts raining. Why did we pick Nahaparos? Why was this muscle taken? So the Ritzvah says, in those days, most of Klal Yisrael lived around Nahaparos. Nahaparos was a very river which brought a lot of good things to people. So the rival of the Yishuv of Klal Yisrael was next to Nahaparos. That's why the Mishnah picks the muscle of Nahaparos. The Meiri says a different pshat. The Meiri says that we needed people to be able to cross over the river Nahaparos. Nahaparos was a very big river. If it would start raining earlier, the river would swell and it would be impossible to cross. That's why the Mishnah took on a muscle of Nahaparos. But Kapanim, it says in the Mishnah, that to start asking for rain, we only started 15 days after Sukkot, which is the 7th day of Cheshvan. Then the Gemara says, Chanan Yo'ema Uva Goyla, in Chutz La'aretz Ad Shishim Litkufa. In Chutz La'aretz, we gave it a bit longer, Rashi explains, because in Chutz La'aretz, we're in the lower parts of the world, so we need less rain. So we moved it on a bit, and we start the Shishim Litkufa a bit later. So the question is, why she'ela we have to move on even further? If we could start saying Ma'aseh Baruch Merid Hashem straight after Sukkot, why asking for rain we started even further? So the Gemara says the reason, because we don't want people to get stuck in the rain. So if so, why Haskarah Hashem, why mentioning rain we could do earlier? It seems like we said before, there seems to be stages. It comes out we have three stages really how it works. Each stage going further and further. The first stage is we shake the minim and we do Nisr Chamayim on the first day of Sukkot. That's a very light way of reminding HaKadosh Baruch Hu of the rain. We do polos and mitzvahs which have got any aremes for the rain. Then it goes a stage further, we do Haskarah Hashem, we start straight after Sukkot and Shmini Atzeres. We still don't want the rain to actually fall, but we want to start appeasing HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a stronger way to give us the rain. That's the second stage. And then we actually start asking for the rain, but poil only on either Zayin Cheshvan Eretz Yisrael or in Chutz La'aretz, the beginning of December, which is Shishim Litkufa. Only when we actually want the rain to fall, then we start making a real bakasha. And the Rishonim Adamul, they explain that we want, especially it's going this way, we want to appease HaKadosh Baruch Hu and then ask him. Like we find in Shmoneh Esrei, the first three brachas, we first give Shvach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we first thank him about all his milas, and then we start asking bakasha. So the same thing, we wanted that the Haskarah should start a bit earlier. First we just mention the Geshem when we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the fact that he's going to give us rain, and only later we start, a bit of a later stage, we start asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the rain. So this is the stage and the process, the way it works. We first start at the beginning of Sukkot with the actual mitzvah seminim. Then we go to the second stage, we start mentioning Ma'aseh Baruch Merid Hashem and Shmini Atzeres. And the third stage is when we actually start asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu, begging him to give us the rain, and that is in Zayin Cheshvan or at the beginning of December in Chutz La'aretz. So anything other in the Aruch HaShulchan, why when we do Haskaras HaGeshem, when we mention the Shvach HaGeshem Baruch Hu, we speak cool rain Geshem, Marid HaGeshem, and when we ask in the Bakasha, we say the same Talamata. Why do we change the language that we're using, the term for what rain is? So he explains that when the rain as it's leaving Shemayim, then it's called Geshem. That's the name of rain as it leaves the Shemayim. As it arrives to the earth, that's when the name of the water is considered Mata. So Meir, he says, when we start davening, we call it Geshem, as it's leaving Shemayim. When it hits the earth, there it's called Mata. That's when we ask the Bakasha for Saint Talamata, but when we're actually asking for the rain, we use the term Mata, which is the term which is used for rain when it actually hits the ground. Now we come to the Ikka question we want to discuss. What is the din of the people who live in the southern part of the globe, as we said, Australia, South Africa, South America, Brazil, all these places where for them the whole seasons are the opposite the way we have it. We have winter from Shemini Atzeret till Pesach and summer from Pesach till Sukkot. They have it exactly the other way around. For them the summer starts now till Pesach and winter starts from Pesach till Sukkot. The question is, what should they do about Masha Baruch HaMelech Hashem? The Chari, they shouldn't be asking for Mata when they wouldn't need rain. What do they do about it? So, why should they do like Eretz Yisrael? Everybody needs rain for, we're not having rain just for Eretz Yisrael, we're having for the rain that we need as well. It's easy, we shouldn't talk about it. Pashas, everybody's having for rain. The Rambam says, you can't ask for something that's a siman klala for you. If you need rain, if I don't need rain now, I can't be asking for rain now. So asking for Eretz Yisrael, that may be a yeshu, but the Pashas, the person asks for rain, he's asking for himself. Also for Eretz Yisrael, but he's asking for his own rain. He's just having for Eretz Yisrael, the whole tefillah is just for Eretz Yisrael. When you're asking for rain, it's also only for the chodim in Eretz Yisrael. You're davening for everybody. Baruch Hashem, if you're saying Talamata, it's for your rain. So it begins from the Gemara. There's a Gemara in Tanis, like Yudal Adam at base. It was a similar story to this. B'nei Nimve, there was people who lived in Nimve. Sholcholei b'nei Nimve le Rabbi. The people who lived in Nimve sent to Rabbi. Kagoyin Anon. Tafilu b'tkufas tamuz b'ina mitra. They weren't like the Australian people. They didn't have, the seasons weren't completely changed, but they needed rain in the normal winter, but they also needed rain in the summer as well. So this Kagoyin Anon. Tafilu b'tkufas tamuz b'ina mitra. Even in the time of Tamuz, we still need rain. Hey Chinavid, what should we do about the same Talamata? Kol Yechidim Dominin. Are we like Yechidim? And we should mention it in Shemir Tefillah. I mean, the Shemir Tefillah, every Yochid can daven any private Tefillah that he wants. Since we need rain in Tammuz, we should start saying the same Talamata in Shemir Kolenu because we need rain. Oy, Karabim Dominon, since we're a whole town, Nimve was a whole big town, Nimve was a Igadola, so we're like a Rabbim, or Vich Sashonim. We can even mention the same Talamata in Tammuz. And Baruch Aleinu, because we need rain now. And Tammuz, that was the B'nai Nimbe's Shaila. They sent it to Rabbi. Rabbi answered to them, Ki Yechidim Damisu V'Shemeh Tefillah. No, you like Yechidim, and you can only ask B'Sein Talamat and Shemeh Tefillah. That's what Rabbi's answer was. The Chayra from this Gemara seems to say, that a person who needs rain different to like upon a roiv of the world, when should he ask for Saint Talamata? In Shemir Tefillah. Baruch Aleinu should leave as it is. Saying from Pesach to Sukkot, he should say the same bracha. He needs rain this time. He needs rain in Tamil. So in Shemir Tefillah, he should ask a new bakash of Saint Talamata bracha in the middle of Shemir Tefillah. That's what the Gemara says. So the Chayr will come up from this Gemara. Now these people as well, who are in Australia and all these places, should do that. They should daven exactly like we're davening. And since they need rain in the summer, they should say the Saint Talamata in Shemir Tefillah.
Say the same
bracha l'holiyah,
basically.
No, the fetus should come out that they'll say the same talamata in the winter. We're saying like they should say like everybody else. You have to do like the rabbim, the same talamata in the winter, the same bracha in the summer. They should say the same talamata, yeah, like we do. But in their summertime, in our summer, which is their winter, that means from Pesach till Sukkot, they should ask the same bracha and the same talamata. That means the same bracha in Baruch Aleinu, and in Shema Kaleinu, they should ask the same talamata. Shema Kaleinu, because they need rain. They need rain because it seems they should do like the rest of the world, like the Gemara of B'nai Nimbe, they're doing the same thing. They should do like the rest of the world does, but in the time when they need rain, there's in Shemet Tefillah that should make Adina Hosafa of the same Talamat Rachman. That would seem from this Gemara.
They do it like the rest of the world, it's, as we were saying before, it's bad for them. In Australia, would you like to have rain at the time when they're
doing rain? Very good, we're going to come to that. We're going to move on, we're going to discuss it. Yeah, but he's saying, how can they say the same Talamat? No, Lefidus Gemara, they would say, we'll get to that. I'm saying, Lefidus Gemara, this is what comes out. The Gemara seems to say that they should say, normally, like all Klal Yisrael say, the same Talamat from Shemini Atzeret till Pesach, from Pesach till Sukkot, they should say the same Baracha, and in Shemet Tefillah, they should add in the same Talamat Baracha. That's what the Gemara says, told these B'nai Nimbe to do. But however, our case of Australia is the Chayra, very different than B'nai Nimbe. The two main differences between our case of these Australian, South African, these places, and the B'nai Nimve. One chalik is that B'nai Nimve was a town. B'nai Nimve was one town in the world. So maybe that's why the Gemara called them Yechidim. Here we're talking about whole countries. Australia is a whole country. It's a whole part of the world. We've got a few countries. Australia, South Africa, we've got South America. It's a huge area of the world. Could be there. Even the Gemara would agree that it's like a rabbim. Their question was, are they like Yechidim and therefore it's in Shemei Tefillah? Are they like a rabbim and they do it in Baruch Aleinu? It's very possible that in a case where we've got whole countries, that the Gemara would agree that they should do the same Tanamata even in Baruch Aleinu. Another chiluk between our case and the case of the Gemara is that the Gemara's case of B'nai Nimve, their winter was in the normal time. Their winter started at Shemini Atzeres and went till Pesach, like our winter. They just needed extra rain in the summer. They also needed rain in the summer. So in their case, the Gemara says, you need extra rain in the summer. Do the same Tanamata Shema Kareinu. Our case, what we're talking about, where the whole seasons are different, in the winter, like somebody mentioned before, in the winter it's bad for them to have rain. They don't want rain in the winter. Maybe in that case, they shouldn't say the same Tanamata from Shemini Atzeres till Pesach, or they should only say the same Tanamata from Pesach till Sukkot, because it's a much different case here. It's a much case different in the Gemara. The Gemara's case of B'nai Nimve was they were people who had a normal winter like we had winter. They just needed extra rain in the summer. So then the Gemara said, Shema Kareinu. In a case where the whole seasons are changed and rain is not good for them from Shemini Atzeres till Pesach and from Pesach till Sukkot, that's when they need the rain, maybe for them. Even the Gemara would agree that the whole thing should change. So Be'etzim, I found that in the truest Rosh has already got a the first chalik, what we said. We said again, so we said one chalik why our case is different than the Gemara is, because the Gemara's case was only a town, and here it's a whole country or a few countries. And another chalik was saying the Gemara's case was people who had winter in the normal time of winter, and some of the normal time of summer they just needed extra rain. And our case is a case where the whole seasons are different. These people don't need rain in the winter, in our winter, and only need rain in our summer. So these are the two chalukim we're making between the Gemara and our case of Australia and these places. So the first chalik I found in the Rosh in Klal Dalet Siman Yod. The Rosh lived in Germany, and in Germany they also needed rain in the summer, in that time when the Rosh was there. They needed rain in the summer as well. And the Rosh says he wants to be Masaka, and they should start saying the same Tanamata in Baruch Aleinu in the summer. Since in Germany we need rain, even in the summer, we should say the same Tanamata even from Pesach till Sukkot. He actually said from Pesach till Shavuos, he doesn't need rain. So he wanted to say they should continue saying the same Tanamata till Shavuos in Germany. And Chayin Hoya on the first night of Pesach, the Rosh sent a message to the Chazan that tomorrow morning you should still say Mashav Aruach, and they continue saying the same Tanamata, and it became a big vateyam in the Bisa Medrash. The Rosh brings, people were shouting and they were angry. So the Rosh on Chol HaMoed, the Rosh said, normally I don't write on Chol HaMoed, but he sat down on Chol HaMoed and he wrote a whole tshuva about it. Yeah, the Rosh explained this shita, and he said, and they asked him from this Gemara. It says in the Gemara, B'nai Nimve needed rain in the summer, in Tkufa's time, they needed rain. And the Gemara said, they should only say in Shemei Tefillah. They shouldn't say in Baruch Aleinu. I mean, they shouldn't change the general Haskara. They should only say in Shemei Tefillah. So the Rosh said, I'll tell you, it's very different. Our case of Germany is very different to the case of the Gemara, B'nai Nimve. B'nai Nimve was one town. One town needed rain. That's why the Gemara said they're saying Shemei Tefillah. Germany is a whole land. The Eretz Kula, it's a whole country. They can say the same. They can say the same Tanamata even in Baruch Aleinu, even in the summer. So you see, the Rosh clearly held this chiluk that when you've got a whole country, the din changes, and we take a say that you say the same Tanamata even in Baruch Aleinu. Then the Rosh brings that the Rambam also holds like that. The Rosh quotes the Rambam that he actually asks a steer in the Rambam. The Rambam in Pirush HaMishnayos says very clearly that the whole din, what the Gemara said, that we start damming from Cheshvan for rain, so that's all in places where the rain comes like out as well. I think as Rambam's lashon is, some places where Yesh Aratzas Ematchirin Nakshamim Elam in Nissan. There's some places where the rain only starts from Nissan. The Yesh Yib Macheshvan. There's some places where the rain comes in Cheshvan. Ain't Tovin Nakshamim. The rain is not good for them in Cheshvan. Elam Abdin and Mamisin. The rain is ruins the fruits and kills. The Heich Yishalu Anshe Aratz Azoyt Macheshvan. How can the people from these places ask for rain in Cheshvan? Halosheka Gomu. The Rambam says, how can these people be asking for rain in winter when they don't want rain, when rain is a bad thing for them? So the Rosh says, you see, the Rambam also holds mamash like he was saying that, and places where they don't need rain shouldn't be asking for Saint Tanamata and time when they don't need rain. They should only be asking when they need it, which is from Pesach till Sukkot. The Rosh asked that the Rambam insoys himself. In Halachas, the Rambam says that the Anshe Iyah Hayom, the people who live in the Iyah Hayom who need rain, even in the summer, should ask in Shemei Tefillah, like the Gemara of B'nai Nimve. So Rosh says, I tell you, I've got a Pashut Yishuv on the steer in the Rambam. One Rambam is talking about when it's a whole country, Eretz Kula. That's the first Rambam where he said, how can people be saying Sheker when they need rain? That's the first Rambam. There, the Rambam holds that when it's a whole country, Avadi, you can do the same Talamata when you need it. And the Rambam which says that you do it in Shemei Tefillah was when it's just one town. Here, that's the Chiruk. So you see, the Rosh and the Rambam both hold of this chiddush, that only when it's one town we say there's doing shemitah tefillah. Whenever it's a whole country that needs rain, we say that you can do it in Baruch Alein. In the end, the Rosh says people weren't masking to be mekhal nashit. So he says the people who made the big kach weren't happy with the shita, weren't masking. And the Rosh said, I don't want to make agudos agudos. I didn't want to start making different, you know, a different minhagim in the town. Famila, I was chayzer from I held, and I said seder. We're not going to do the same Tanamata in Baruch Aleinu anymore. And he went back to Shemach Aleinu because he didn't want to make machlokes in the town. So the Maiz, at the end of the day, the Rosh was choyzer from his shitta, not la halacha, but he was choyzer from his shitta because it was causing machlokes. But the Etzim, the Rosh and the Rambam do hold that's in a place which the whole country which needs rain, we should say the same Tanamata in Baruch Aleinu, and from Shemini Atzeres till Pesach they shouldn't say the same Tanamata. La halacha la ma'aseh. Shulchan Aruch also Paskin talks about the case, and Shulchan Aruch says, and he doesn't talk about the case of Australia, but he talks about the case of Benyamin type of case, and he says, even though the Rosh and the Rambam, the Rosh was choyzer la ma'aseh because people weren't masking to him, but as Zoi Vait, we agree to the Rosh's shita in a case where a person would make a mistake and he would say the same Talamata from Pesach till Sukkot in places which need rain in those times, he wouldn't be choyzer shmoneh esrei. As Zoi Vait, Paskin and Shulchan Aruch, halacha la ma'aseh. A person would be in a place which needs rain from Pesach till Sukkot, and he would say the same Talamata, he shouldn't be choyzer tefillah because there is Rishonim and the Rosh and the Rambam who hold that a person should be saying the same Talamata then. So Akbanim, we have the Rosh and the Rambam shita, who be'etzem hold that in a country which needs rain from Pesach to Sukkot should be saying same Talamata. For technical reasons, they didn't fear it ois lemaisa. But here in our case, we have the second svara as well, which we said before, that here where their whole seasons are different. The Rosh was talking about a case which the season was normal. Like we said, in Germany, the season of winter starts from Shmini Atzeres. Only they needed extra rain in Tammuz. Here we have our second svara. What we said that this is a place where the whole seasons are different. Maybe here the Rosh and Rambam would hold even halacha lemaisa that they should say in Baruch. Because we've got two svaras to say why they're better than Anshin Imbe. Number one, the Rosh Svara, that's a whole country. And number two, the second svara, that since the whole seasons are the opposite, maybe here in a Kulama will agree that you should say the same Talamata from Pesach till Sukkot, because it's in two ways better than B'nai Nimbe. Well, there could be this whole shaila is talo on how you learn the Gemara of B'nai Nimbe. What is the reason why the Gemara held that B'nai Nimbe should not be saying the same Talamata and Baruch Aleinu only in Shemayat Tefillah? So Rashi explains the reason is because lav's man she'ilas tzibahu, and it's not roy to mention the same Talamata in a time when it's not the man when the tzibah is asking for aid. The Meir brings from the Yerushalmi a much stronger lashon. The Meir brings from the Yerushalmi, and since it's a siman klala for the Rav HaOlam, you can't be Mishanim HaBeish HaTavach HaChamim, you can't change the Nusach HaBeruch HaSemim, which is a klala of the Rav HaOlam, you can't do such a thing. So Rashi seems to say, since it's a Zogah Feilach, Rashi seems to learn, it's ain't Roy, it's not Roy to do such a thing, when the Zman Shilat Tzibo is not to do the same Talamata, it's not Roy to do the same Talamata. The Meir from the Yerushalmi brings a much stronger Lashon, and he says, you can't do such a thing, if it's a klala for Rav HaOlam, you can't be Damim HaSemim, which is a klala of Rav HaOlam. Come down the story of these, all these nafkaminos that we're making between Anshin Nimve and these places in the southern part of the globe, I'll tell you on this shaila. If you learn it's about of Ein Roy Bezman Shilat Tzibo, it's not Roy in a time when now is not the right time when the Tzibo is asking for Sin Talamata, so it's Ein Roy to ask differently. Then you say that's all been invaded. We're one town when we've got a big country. It's a lot bigger. It's a much bigger nafkamina. So then maybe it is Roy in a case like we said our second svara where the whole seasons are much different. In such a case, maybe we can say it is right because all these places were a whole different season. If you don't let me hear you that, it's about you can't ask for something that's a klala la roiv ha'olam. In the end of the day, roiv ha'olam needs rain from Shmini Atzeres till Pesach. It's only a meal to olam and needs rain from Pesach till Sukkot. So if you go with the Meiri's shout from the Yerushalmi that you can't ask for something that's a klala la roiv ha'olam, l'chari you can't make all these chalukim. Even if you're living in the southern part of the globe, in the end of the day, it's a klala la roiv ha'olam. It's something that's a klala la roiv ha'olam. You can't be down to something that's a klala la roiv ha'olam. L'chari will be tali on these should sorry show
him. Even
though that's how they need, Australia needs him. Yeah, but the Meiri says the story why Anshin Nimve couldn't daven the same Talamata in Baruch Aleinu is because you're not allowed to ask in Baruch Aleinu for something that's a klal al roev ha'olam. In the end of the day, if they'll be asking the same Talamata between Pesach and Sukkot, it's a klal al roev ha'olam. Roy of the world needs rain from Pesach till from Sukkot till Pesach, and from Pesach till Sukkot we would like it to be sunny here upon him. So it's a klal al roev ha'olam. So
only for himself.
But that's what the Anshin Nimve was asking for themselves. That's staying in the Gemara that you can't be asking for something that's a klal al roev ha'olam. We have here a big machlokes in the end of the day. it seems to be quite a big machlokes Yisraelim. We have on one side the Rosh and the Rambam, who seem to be quite noita that these people in Australia and all these places should be, there's a shtak that they'll be holding that these people should be davening the same talamata from Pesach till Sukkot, and should be saying the same bracha from Sukkot till Pesach, not like us. We've got the Ritzvah, the Me'iri, what we're saying now, which is quite clear that you can't be asking for klal Rebbe Olam. Then you've got another shita, a third shita in the Rishonim. I say one more shita in the Rishonim, then we'll get to the halacha and the minug, the history of what attacker goes on there and what did go on there. The Ritzvah says another shita. He says Chazal only gave two times to be able to ask for him. There's one time, which is Zayin Cheshvan Eretz Yisrael. The second time, Shishim Letkufa, which is the beginning of December. Chazal didn't want to give too many times. You start giving too many times, it will get too messed up. Chazal didn't want to give more than two times. It's talking about a different Shaila than the Gemara, but that's his Yisrael. He says Chazal didn't want to give more than two times to be able to have him the same Talamata. And then the Pesha in the Ritzvah is, if they can give two times, why can't they give three times? He said, give just one time is one thing. Once they can give two, why can't they give three? Because the Pesha in the Ritzvah is, the Gemara in Daf Yud says that Eretz Yisrael gets the main rain. The Gemara says, Eretz Yisrael shows to make shamim. Eretz Yisrael is a bit similar to the Svara, what you mentioned before. Eretz Yisrael shows to make shamim. The rain comes beikar to Eretz Yisrael. All the rest of the world gets from the tamtzis, from the leftovers. I don't know how this works exactly scientifically, but the Gemara says that the rain, the actual make shamim, goes to Eretz Yisrael. Everything else is from the made tamtzis, and the leftovers of the rain where Eretz Yisrael gets, that comes to the rest of the world. That's what the Gemara says. That means when we're davening for rain, we're davening be'ikah for Eretz Yisrael, because that's the place where it gets the Mekah Shamim, that's the main place that brings the rain. Now, Chazal gave what? They extended the time of Eretz Yisrael to Samach Letkuva for Chutz Laaretz, because we didn't need rain that much. They made a bit of extension in the time of Eretz Yisrael. But to make a whole new time, like to start davening with Sein Talamata from Pesach, that we can't do, because it seems a bit like, well, we're davening be'ikah for Eretz Yisrael. Also for ourselves, but the Ikka Tfilas Yisrael, since the Ikka rain comes through Eretz Yisrael, like upon him. So therefore, we didn't want to make loads of different times. That might be the Pshat in the Ritzvah. Upon him, it comes out, if either Ritzvah, that also it's quite clear, he holds, it's clear, if either Ritzvah, even in Australia, South Africa, these places should not be starting saying the same Talamat from Pesach. They should be doing that the rest of the world, because there's only two times that Chazal gave, or Zayin Cheshvan, or Samach Letkufa. Upon him, if either Ritzvah also comes out, that they should be doing that the rest of the world. And we said before, if either Ramam and the Rosh, maybe it should be faket. So we have a big machlok to show me in the end of the day. What should these people who live in the southern part of the globe do? Should they do like their needs and start saying Sein Talamata from Pesach? Or should they do like the rest of the world? So since it's a big machlok to show him, l'chayra, when we come to Halacha L'maisa, we should say something that's not mentioned in Shulchan Aruch B'chlal. This whole phenomenon is not mentioned in Shulchan Aruch, because it's seemingly there wasn't really a yeshiv of Eden in the time of the Rishonim, in the time of Shulchan Aruch. There was not yet a yeshiv of Eden living in these places. The Chalam that mentioned Shulchan Aruch. The earliest place that's mentioned is one of the Achronim called the Torah Chaim, which I don't know exactly how many years ago he lived, but it's not so long ago. So, Kapanim, since it's not mentioned in Shulchan Aruch, and we have a big machlok to show him, like we just explained, it would be mistabah to say we should be choshish for all the shittas. How can we have an eitzah to be choshish for all the shittas? That's the clown normally. When we don't find something clearly in Shulchan Aruch, we try and be choshish for all the Rishonim, because we don't know what the Halacha L'maaseh is. So, the eitzah l'chayr would be to say the same baracha the whole year round in Baruch Aleinu, same baracha the whole year round. To ask the same Talamata and Shema Kaleinu the whole year round as well. From Shemini Atzeres till Pesach, ask the same Talamata, because maybe the Machoev to ask the same Talamata like the rest of the world. So they say in Shema Kaleinu, but the Yevadu Yotz and Shema Kaleinu. And from Pesach till Sukkot, they should say the same Talamata and Shema Kaleinu, because they need a rain in Shema Kaleinu. Chorah, that way, they sorted out all the problems. We say the same Baracha the whole year round. Also, the Gabba the Haskara, we say Murray Atal the whole year round, because Murray Atal is always with Yevad Yoytza. If you say Murray Atal in the winter and in the summer, you always Yoytza with Yevad. And I say the same Baracha the whole year round in Baruch Aleinu, so they're never doing any problem. And the whole year round, we say, same Talamata and Shema Kaleinu. Therefore, we'll be Yoytza with Yevad like all the shittas. Because, like I said, the same Talamata, from Shemini Atzeres till Pesach, they should be saying the same Talamata, because they might be Mechoyim to do it the rest of the world. And from Pesach to Sukkot, they say the same Talamata, because they may be Mechoyim and have their own needs to say the same Talamata. This would be L'chayra, a good Eitzah to be Yotz, all the Shittas. B'chayim Atzati, and the truth is Minch Zitzchak, Chilek Vav, Siman Kof Ayin Alaf, Minch Zitzchak would ask this question. That's what he says, since it's a big Mechoyim to Shoylim, we should try and be Yotz to all the Shittas, and this would be the correct way to go. Moir is the whole year round, the same Baracha the whole year round. And the same Talamata and Shema Kaleinu the whole year round. And we go to all the shittas. Oh, so the Shliach Tzibbe we talk about, and they say, but the Tzibbe not. That's what he says. The Tzibbe you shouldn't do it. Shema Kaleinu is a Tzfilas Yochid, so you don't say Tzfilas Yochid. But every Yochid should do like this. The same Baracha and the same Talamata and Shema Kaleinu the whole year round. That's the Menchaz Yitzchak Pesach. And he brings up the Samara of Paskin like that as well.
We'll
get to the Lamaisa. I'm getting to the Lamaisa. I'm saying, well, what the halacha, what the person can pass. The minute doesn't seem to be, they didn't take on it, but that's what the Mechzitzchak passed. And the Torah Chaim, which is this Friyadig Achron, which is brought down from something like 200 years ago, he also paskened very similar to the Mechel Yitzchak, with a bit of Shinoyim. He held that they shouldn't say it in Shema Kolenu from Shemini Atzeres till Pesach, only like the rest of the world, only in from Pesach till Sukkot, then they should ask in Shema Kolenu. He explains there why, but Anakalpanim, that was the old minhag in these places. In Brazil, for sure, the old minhag was up till 100 years ago. In Brazil, that's where they were Noyig. They'd done the same Baracha the whole year round. And Saint Anamotan Shemak Aleinu only from Pesach to Shavuos. The minhag changed over the years. I'll get to that in a minute, how the history went. But this was the Mechel Yitzchak Psak, and the Torah Chaim Psak, and Lechora, that would seem to be Yoytza, all the Shittas, that would seem Mesu Chodeg Psak. Rav Vazna Shevet Alev has also got a tshuva about this. One of his first tshuvas in Chelik Aleph and Tofresh Chav Talad, he was asked this question about 56 years ago. That one of his first tshuvas, Rav Vazna was asked this shayla, and he holds by him, it's clear, he says, it's not to do with all these Rishonim, it's Pashat that since the seasons are different in Australia and South America and these places, they have to do like they need, like the Rambam says, it's a sheker to ask for something that you don't need. And Melei Paskins is very stark that they should say the same Taramata from Pesach till Sukkot, even in Baruch Aleinu, and in the from Shemini Atzeres till Pesach, they should say the same Baracha. No Shema Kaleinu is nothing. He says they should do exactly how they need, not like the Rov HaOlam. Exactly the opposite of what we do. Everything the opposite of what we do. Then at the end of the Tshuva, it's a bit Chazal. He says, "Legabe what I said from Shemini Atzeres till Pesach that they should say the same Baracha, not the same Talamata that I'm sure about." He says, "Legabe what I said that you should say the same Talamata and Baruch Aleinu from Pesach till Shemini Atzeres." Even though Hadvarim Pshutim Etzli, Eini Oyma Sheikablu Dati, Atche Yaskim Emi Oyd Gon Echad Mufosim. He says, it's Pasha of me that Halacha like that, but I want another person to agree to me on this. But he's very stuck with a shitter like that. Later when he saw the Mechel Yitzchak Tshuva, in later years, he said, since the Mechel Yitzchak is not Maskim, I'll change and I agree you should change Shemei Tfilah. But Etzem Rav Ozan is very stuck, all the way that they should do exactly the opposite of us, if their needs. But then the Mechel Yitzchak goes in a middle way, he makes the whole pshara that you should do to be all the shittas. A third shittah halach is the Betzela Chachma. He was a Rav in Melbourne, Taka, the Betzela Shtern. He came after the war to Melbourne, Australia, and he went into the Inyan B'chol Toikov, and he came with a third shittah. He was Mavara the Metzias very much in these areas, and he said, since nowadays they've managed to work around the seasons, and they've managed to work with all the new technical, modern technology and things, rain is not a clutter for them in the winter. It doesn't disturb them. They've got ways of dealing with the floods and things like that. And in the summer, they plant in the right time. Since they can work it all out, it's not a steerer to the way they need. He says, maybe they should do exactly like the rest of the world. Because even if they'll say the same Talamata from Shemini Atzeres to Pesach, they won't have a problem with that. And even if they'll say the same Baracha from Pesach to Shemini Atzeres, they've got everything worked out. And maybe he's very stark that they should leave it exactly like the rest of the world. And that is Lamais of the Minig nowadays. We'll get to that soon, but that's the Seder Chachma. Akapana was saying, Lahalocha, in Gedolei HaPoskim, we have three shittas here. Mikotze Lakotze. We have Rav Ozan and Shevet Halevi, who takes on, they should do exactly the opposite as us. They should say the same Baracha from Shemini Atzeres till Pesach, and even Masha Baruch, even Moed Atal. And from Pesach till Sukkot, they should be saying the same Tanamata in Baruch Aleinu. He's not sure about that, but the Etzim he holds, they should do the same Tanamata in Baruch Aleinu. And Masha Baruch Moed HaGeshem. Mamash Faket, what we're doing, that's what Rav Ozan holds. On the other end of the spectrum, we've got the Betzela Chachmo, holds they should do exactly like the rest of the world. They should do like we're doing now, Masha Baruch HaMasein Talamata, and in the summer they should do Masein Baruch and Moed Atal. And you've got the Mechel Yitzchak who's in the middle, Mechel Yitzchak and the Samaram, and that was the old minhag, that you should do some Tov Pshara to be Yoytze all the Shittas, and you should say the same Baracha the whole year round, Moed Atal the whole year round, and Masein Talamata and Shema Kalein. These are the three Shittas Lahalacha.
Goes
there. If you go to visit these places in Australia,
so. The original
thing, the same. Okay, that's a different shayla. We're not going to that. That's about Eretz Yisrael and Chutah. Eretz
Yisrael. What do I say?
That's a big machloket in the Paschim. What to do? It's a different. Not mamash. Okay, it's a machloket.
Okay.
Where
you say both things together, isn't the same
bruch
a stira to the same
talamukh? No, a bruch is not a stira. If you say, why is it a stira? A bracha is not a stira to rain. Everybody wants brachas. Yeah, but the same bracha is not a stira to rain. The same bracha is just Hakadosh Baruch Hu, give us bracha. A bracha is not as anders than mata. A bracha is a bracha. Be the ibish of a bracha. Why? It's makarin. We ask for talam mata. You can't, because you need to ask lehedi the same talam. That's what Chazal Masakin. If you need mata in the time that they don't nowadays. In our winter when you need rain, you have to say the same talam. You have to be chodesh when Esra. If you didn't say the same talam, if you need rain and you're chodesh to say. No, it's not. Why is it a stira? The same bracha means that Hakadosh Baruch Hu give us a bracha. That's not a stira to the same talam. It's makarin. I'm asking for what I need for the rain for the same. saying Tanamata. Why is it Astira? Bracha is not Astira to Tanamata.
I don't understand.
Yeah, yeah.
Explain
it afterwards. So, we have three shittas. We have Rav Aznu holds they should do completely the opposite of us. We have the Betzela Chachma holds they should do exactly like we do in the Mechzias. Like we made some sort of pshara here to be to all the deis to say the same thing.
If you're saying the same, you missed it out. You should have to say it again.
And
we do say that to say it again.
That's in Baruch Aleinu. They're saying it Shema Aleinu. It'll be a problem if they will forget it. Shema Aleinu, they'll have a trouble. They don't know what the din will be. They'll have to probably add daven tefillas nedavah if you feed the Mechzias Yitzchak. The nedavah will be chadash badavah. Okay, it's getting late. I want to finish off. We'll go to the history of how it actually went. So the history seems to have been akapanim in Brazil for sure. The minhag was to do very similar to the Mechzias Yitzchak, like the Toras Chaim. He gave the psak, and they also sent the shadah to. There was a rabbi called Rav Nosson Adler in London years ago. He also passed like this. They should do as a pshara to be yotze all the shittas. They should say the same baracha and shemak and the shadam the same talamata and shemak alina from Pesach till Sukkos. That was the old minhag. Came about 100 years ago, and that was klar the minhag of the Kelis Bnei Svat specifically in Brazil. Came about 100 years ago, Ashkenazim started moving into the area there and into Australia. They weren't happy with this idea. They didn't like this. What they were doing there. So they started sending off letters to Gedolei Yisrael. The first from Brazil, they sent a letter to Rabbi Shmuel Salant in Yerushalayim, and they said to him, they feel it's not such a problem to have rain now, and they want to change the minhag. So Rabbi Shmuel Salant said, the etzem is masking to them, but he doesn't want to be machlokes. Don't change the minhag, leave it as it is. Then from Australia, they sent a letter to Rabbi Yitzchak Chanan Spekter in Kovna. He was one of the big. Then there was to Rabbi Yitzchak Chanan Zecher Yitzchak. And he said, yes, he is masking to them. You should change the minhag, and you should start saying that the rest of the world. Then they went and sent Rabbi Yitzchak Chanan Spekter's letter to Rabbi Shmuel Salant, and they showed him, Rabbi Yitzchak Chanan Spekter holds we should change it. So Rabbi Shmuel Salant sent a second letter, and he said, okay, he's moided b'miktas. They should change it a bit. And he said, they should start, he didn't change it completely, but he said he agrees they should say just the same baracha from Shmini Atzeres till Pesach. But he says, from Pesach till Sukkot, they should still be saying Mashav Baruch, they should say Mashav Baruch Amar HaGeshem, not Amar HaTal. That he still stayed by. They should still be saying Mashav Baruch Amar HaGeshem, that means in Haskara, from Pesach till Sukkot, they should still be mentioning rain. And the same thing about in Shema Kaleinu, but in the winter, in our winter, that means from Shmini Atzeres till Pesach, they should do like us, just the same baracha, just the same Talamata and Mashav Baruch Amar HaGeshem. I mean, Rabbi Shmuel Salant agreed to start changing the minhag b'miktas, and they started changing it partly. Then in later years, when the Betzela Chachma and Betzela Shtein came along to Australia, he came along with this new patent. He was Mavara the Metzias, and he said, if you're the Metzias, you're Mavara, they've managed to work around the seasons, and they can manage with whenever the rain is, they can manage with the floods, and if it will come in between the Netzeres and Pesach, and they can manage with the plants around the way it works. In summer, Mamele, he went along and changed the whole minhag, and he made it that they do in all these places, they do exactly like we do them. They start with Saint Talamata from Samachat Kuv from December, from beginning of December, and they do just from Pesach till Sukkot. They do Moed Hatal and the same Baracha. If there's a real Tarefuk Shamim, a real Atzias Shamim, they'll daven in Shema Kaleinu. And that seems to be Fio as Mavara. That seems to be the actual minhag nowadays. I asked quite a few people from all these places: Brazil, Australia, South Africa, everywhere where I've asked. It seems to be the minhag has stuck and changed. Even though that means 100 years ago the minhag was very different. They were much more chashish for these chashashas, and they tried to make these shittas to be yotze all the days. Lemaisa, the Matzias, the minhag seems to have changed since after the war. The Betzela Chacham came along, and Moshe Shtemach passed that in South Africa as well. So they came and changed the minhag, and they made that they do like the rest of the world. So the halacha lemaaseh states that they do like we do, and they like the rest of the world. One thing will still stay. That still blies what says in Shulchan Aruch. If any of the people in these places would by mistake say the same talamata from Pesach till Sukkot, that's clear that they wouldn't have to be chodesh min esra. That blies halacha lemaaseh even with this change of minhag, because that says already in Shulchan Aruch kapaskan that in a place which needs rain from Pesach till Sukkot, if a person by mistake says the same talamata, he will not have to go back if he by mistake says the same talamata. That's his. Okay.